David Chase did an interview, the guy that invented The Sopranos. He's pissed that it's going to be on HBO Plus.
Why? He lived his life on HBO. Without HBO, he wouldn't have had a career.
That's what I'm saying. But he's pissed that it's not going to be just in movie theaters only. He's like, no, I didn't mean for this movie to be on HBO Max. I meant it to be in a movie theater.
Does he want nobody to see it? Is that the idea, that he wanted just a few people to? Because my friends that have been going to the movies, every time they go, they say there's nobody there. And this is New York City, where everyone goes to everything.
I can't imagine anybody being in a movie theater right now. I mean, Dune did all right this past weekend.
Right.
But I guarantee there was no packed houses.
No, there definitely weren't packed houses at all, anywhere. You know, in fact, I shouldn't really tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. So you know how tonight I was supposed to go to Devo with my boyfriend?
Yeah.
So, you know, the reason why we're not going to Devo is because it got canceled. Do you know why it got canceled?
COVID.
That's what they're saying. But I went and I looked, and it's now it's pretty obvious. They didn't sell enough tickets.
Are you serious?
They did not sell enough tickets. Radio City Music Hall has been having concerts like crazy that had canceled the last minute. John Legend was supposed to be there two nights and he canceled and said, you know, it's because of COVID and I didn't want anybody to feel unsafe. But you knew it was COVID when you booked the concert. So now suddenly, no, it's because you're not selling tickets. That's why movie theaters, same thing. That's why they're putting movies on HBO Max and Netflix and other places while they're also in the theaters, because they're not stupid. They know people are not going. They're not going out. They're just not.
Well, it's Tuesday. It's Radio City Music Hall. How many people does that hold? Like 2,000, 2,500, something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big nut to carry on a Tuesday.
Right. But remember, COVID. So John Legend also canceled his shows because he didn't. And also, he could say whatever he wants to. He also didn't sell enough tickets. Mm-hmm. It's not because people don't love John Legend. They do, especially here. And people usually who love Devo come in from the outer boroughs. It's the only show on the East Coast. But nobody's getting on a plane or a train or coming and spending a night in a hotel to see Devo during COVID. It's just not happening.
I'm telling you, I weigh everything by, is this worth me laying in a hospital bed on a ventilator?
Right. And that's, I think a lot of people do that, too. It's like, what would I die for John David Legend? Chase? Right.
For John Legend? David Chase, maybe. I would if it wasn't on HBO Max and it wasn't on our jailbroken Amazon Fire.
Right.
I might go to the movie theater and sit in a corner with four masks on to see it because I really want to see it. I mean, even like today, they were having reviews of it already, and I'm not even going to read a review because I don't care. I don't want to see it.
I thought this was interesting. This is what I thought you were going to bring up because, you know, obviously David Chase is being interviewed like crazy. So he was on some podcast, and he said that he ended the series with Journey's song "Don't Stop Believing."
I have that audio right here.
Okay, because he knew the crew despised that song.
I'm going to talk about three songs that I want thinking about for ending the show, and they were like, "He's asking us."
Yeah, and right.
One of them was Al Green. What the hell's the name of that song?
Love and Happiness.
Love and Happiness.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
The second one I don't remember, and the Journey song.
Right.
Don't Stop Believing. They went, oh, Jesus Christ, no, don't do that.
Right.
Oh, fuck. And I said, well, I guess that's it. That's the one. Yeah. But I wasn't saying that because just to throw it in their face.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of my favorite. And I just thought it got a reaction of some kind. So I can make this song lovable.
It's coming in like 10 days. I don't want to read anything about it. I don't want to see anything. I don't even want out. I watched the first preview. That's all I want to see. I don't want to see
the trailer.
More.
Yeah, the trailer looks really good.
Yeah, but there's like two of them or three of them now. I don't want to see any more. I just want to wait. I'm going to shut the doors. I'm going to turn the lights off on that Friday. It's going to be a whole thing.
Now, do you feel compelled to love it because it's David Chase and it's The Sopranos and it's something that you invested so much of your life in, so much so that you bought an Escalade like Tony had?
No, I'm to the extreme. So, yeah, I even if it's shit, I'm still going to like it.
You know, I have to tell you, I thought that I was going to feel that way about Sex and the City. You know, remember, I was a huge Sex and the City fan. And when they did the movies, I was like, yes. And my friends and I all got dressed up. It was like, you know, it was all my girlfriends and all my gay men friends. And we all just like decked out, went to the movies together. And we were all like, boy, that was a piece of garbage. Like, we hated it. And not only did we hate it, we didn't go to the next one. We're done. Like, we don't even want to see whatever the new series is.
Mm-hmm.
And Just Like That. Like, I could care less about And Just Like That. Like, they've lost my attention at this point.
Well, David Chase really hasn't written anything since The Sopranos, so he's got a lot built up. So this has got to be good. Yeah, I was like that with the Entourage movie. I was such an Entourage fan, and the movie wasn't great, but I still enjoyed it. I mean, I watched Llama from Outer Space, Killer Llama from Outer Space. So that's what I waste my time on. With Thanksgiving is what I'll watch instead. So it can't be worse than Thanksgiving 3. It's got to be a little bit better. And it's mafia related.
Yes.
And Tony's son acts really well, what I saw.
Michael Gandolfini, yeah.
He looks really good in the movie. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Great.
I don't want nobody to spoil it for me. Because I started to read the review. The guy goes, B-. I'm like, out.
No, nope, I'm
it.
Out.
Click. No, I don't want to know. Because
I only want to see A-plus reviews.
Yeah, even if it was an A-plus, I don't even want to know. I was mad at myself all day that I kept reading up until the part where he said B-. I'm like,
what's the date that it drops?
October 1st.
Okay. And you'll have to watch and give us a full review.
I'll give you the review now. It's freaking awesome. It's the best movie I have seen since the end of The Sopranos. I have gone back and watched The Sopranos 4 times now. Not one episode, the whole thing.
Whoa.
And I'll probably go back. Well, I do that with My Name is Earl, too. So that's it. I've seen My Name is Earl.
I know you do because we share a Hulu account.
And every now and then, I got to watch My Name is Earl and just get that out of my system. But
yeah.
I've watched it so much. I invested so much into it. I can't not love it. So that's my review. See the movie. Watch it on HBO Max. Go to the movie theater. David Chase is amazing. You'll love it. There's my review.
Do you own stock in the Sopranos movie?
I should. No, you got to realize how much I invested in this stupid series that David Chase made. I mean, it was my life for years.
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing. Once you put so much of your time into it, you feel like, well, I need to invest more time because I invested that much time. So I need to make that worth it.
Yeah, it's like Dexter. Dexter came out today and he gave his 4 episodes that you need to go back and rewatch before the series starts.
Oh, okay.
And one of them is the beginning episode. Then he goes to season 4 ending. There's 4 episodes that he recommends to go back and watch.
Interesting. Like, watch these to catch you up on what we're going to be doing for the new series.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. I like that. I'll go ahead and do that.